So this is really important because when you have an impairment, all you've got to do is compare the carrying amount to the present value of the future cash flows. And obviously, if the present value of the future cash flows are less, then you've got an impairment. So is this present value? Present value means we have to discount. Now, the key is here, you always discount down at the original effective interest rate. No matter what the interest rate is now, always discount down at the original effective interest rate.